Now, RNIB have been running Play Your Part recently, and it's an opportunity for you to air your views and get involved with various experiences through RNIB. But the quick polls are very important because often RNIB and other charities get the complaint that they don't listen to their members' voices, whereas here is an open invitation for you to air your opinion and get involved. And there's also a practical reason why we do quick polls. I'm joined now by Matt Smith, who is from RNIB Legacy Team. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you. Just explain a little bit more about the importance of the quick polls, Matt.
I mean, it's been really great this time. We put a quick poll out for this year's Remember a Charity campaign. And it's really great to get a snapshot of what you guys out there, what the community and the network actually thinks, and hear it directly from yourselves, you know, so that there's no sort of dressing it up. It's directly from the people who matter. And it's been a real eye-opener. It's been really, really good. And had some great stuff from the last poll that we did. Which, as I say, was based around the Remember a Charity. And the question itself, which we asked and we put out on the poll, came from the community as well in a previous quick poll. So the whole thing has kind of been driven by the people who matter the most.
So what was the question last time then?
Well, the question last time was, how can we, and by we meant sort of everyone, RNIB, the community, you, society in general, help blind and partially sighted people following their passions? And it was one of the questions, as I said, that was submitted from a previous quick poll that was held with the community. And we were inviting really people to pass on something positive, aspirational, inspiring and future thinking. And that was to form content for the human search engine, which will be rolled out in September as part of the Remember a Charity campaign. So it's kind of the answers to the big questions, and the community came through. We didn't have a huge amount of responses, but the ones that we got were really, really great. So yeah, thank you all for those who did take the time and took part in it. And it was brilliant. It was brilliant. And we actually recorded a video which will form part of the search engine with Ellie Southwood, the chair of RNIB, on Friday. Her answer was made up from the answers that we received from the quick poll. So it's a really great example of, you know, these polls really making a difference.
And that particular quick poll, that required thinking outside the box, didn't it, that one?
Absolutely, yeah. It wasn't a multiple choice one. It was a real kind of head scratcher. And it was really interesting because we had a number of sort of themes with the answers that we did receive. They all kind of broke down into particular areas, which was great. So that the four sort of themes were having a positive mindset. That was really felt to be really important. Open to endless possibilities, open to opportunities and experience, having forward thinking attitudes, and not being afraid to try things again and giving it a go if things don't work properly the first time. And that there are many ways to do things. And, you know, we should be aware of what can be achieved in spite of sight loss. We also had quite a lot of feedback and a lot of answers on making things accessible and more readily available. Understandably, you know, that was a really big issue and a really big sort of area amongst the community. Just really things like need to improve markings and signage, better standards and prices for assistive technology, and to make information more easily available and not only using digital platforms. And we also, you know, heard that the real sort of rally call was that we need to make society more inclusive as well. We had some other ones about listening and asking us. So helping people to do what they want, listen to people and ask what they like to do and not just sort of assume that, which was really nice to kind of get that as well. And also if people need help in setting up classes and to carry on doing things they enjoy, you know, so it may not be career, it may be interests outside of workplace or education. And the really, really strong one was, and this is great because it really ties into the where legacies are sort of sat at the moment, and RNIB as a whole, is that the community said, you know, it's all very well having things done, but it's really being able to empower the community themselves and encouragement, sharing with others who need help. And again, going back to that thing with changing society's perspective and creating a fairer and inclusive society and challenging discrimination while making changes in law and really campaigning for that. So that fit in brilliantly. And as I say, Ellie did a video which will be on the human search engine, which was also brought back to Gifts in Wales, because this, it was really nice to find out this is really the way that, you know, certainly the Legacy team and R&B are sort of aiming to go. It's using these themes, and it was really lovely to get confirmation that we are doing the right thing and going in the right direction. So Ellie talked about how, you know, Gifts in Wales can safeguard that kind of work for future generations, and how, you know, a gift in a will can really be a gift of a fairer society for the next generation to come. And if I can just do a shameless plug for Gifts in Wills, if anyone is even considering it, that's amazing. We do offer free will schemes at RNIB, and if anyone would ever like to find out more about it, you can call our fundraising inquiry line, and that's on 0345 345 0054. And we can let you all know about the various will writing schemes that we have. And also, if you'd like to just drop us an email, if you wanted to find out any more or have a will guide, and we've got them in all different formats as well, you can just email legacyservices@rnib.org.uk. And legacy services is all one word. But yeah, just again, a huge thanks for everything and everyone who took part in that. And yeah, look out for the next one, because they're such a great idea. And as I say, you know, they give us a voice directly from the community.
And it's not really the most natural thing to get in touch sometimes to get involved with these things. I think we sometimes think, well, somebody else will do it. But again, it's a missed opportunity, isn't it? It's so simple to do, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, whether it's positive or negative, it doesn't matter. The important thing is, I think, that people get involved. And people are listened to and heard, you know, and the fact that we're talking about it today sort of shows that, you know, they are taken seriously. And it's just great to know, are we doing the right things? Are we not? I'd recommend it to everyone, you know, please do. There's a new one every couple of weeks. So sort of get involved with it.
Yeah, and if you want to find out what we've been talking about in a bit more detail, and the easiest way to do it, I could give you one of these web addresses, which is so complicated. If you just search for RNIB Play Your Part online, or if you search for RNIB Quick Poll, POLL, then you will find the previous polls that we've asked questions on, and what's going on currently, and some of the opportunities available. In the meantime, though, it's been a pleasure, Matt, having a chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me.